from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Carroll here saying hello once again and welcome to the program In the Saviour's Name. And I'm delighted to have your company as once again we let the Bible speak. Doing that today is the Reverend James Porter. He's turning our thoughts to Mark's Gospel chapter 10 and verse 21 and letting the Bible speak on the one thing lacking. But before we hear that message, let's listen to these words in Saul.
Bible reading today is from Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, and the verse 21. There we read, Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come take up the cross, and follow me. These words concern the time when our Lord was leaving the area of Galilee, to go to Jerusalem, where he was to die as a sacrifice for our sins. And as he leaves Galilee, he is met by a young man who asks, Good Master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? In response to this question, Christ says to him in the words of our text, One thing thou lackest. The thing that this young man lacked was that of the utmost importance. that which is the gift of eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. And likewise, this is the greatest need of all men. If ever they are to be saved, they need to have eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. As we would think this morning about this young man's need of eternal life, there are three things about his life that I want to consider with you. First of all, the character of this young man. He was a man of earnestness and humility. Verse 17 of this chapter says of Christ, "There came one running, and kneeled to him, and asked him, 'Good Master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?'" In these words we see how the young man ran toward our Lord. And in this we see his earnestness. And then he kneeled before the Lord. In this we see his humility. Also, he was an upright man in his relationship to his fellow men. For in reference to the last six of the Ten Commandments, he is able to say, "All these have I kept from my youth." From verse 22 of the chapter, we learn that he had great possessions. Then from the account in Luke's Gospel, we learn that he was a ruler, a man of position and influence in society. But also from verse 17, we see that he was a self-righteous man. For he says to the Lord, "What shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" He thought that he had to do something of self so that he could merit eternal life. And here we see his great folly. Despite many good features in his life, he reckoned that by some deed or work of his, that God would bestow upon him eternal life. Such thinking is contrary to the clear teaching of Scripture. The Bible tells us in Ephesians that salvation and eternal life is not of works, lest any man should boast. No one can obtain life everlasting by their good works. This is because we are all sinners by nature and practice. In Isaiah 64, verse 6, we read, "We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. Our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away." Perhaps as you listen today, you also are of a similar mind to this rich young ruler. You think that through some good deed of yours, that God will give you eternal life and save your soul. Such thinking is wrong. All your good works, done with the best will in the world, cannot save you. Depend upon good works is but the deception of the devil, and will bring eternal ruin to your soul. In Matthew 7, verse 23, we read of what the Lord will say to those who meet him on the judgment day, depending on their good works for eternal life. He says, "Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." These are the words you will hear if you are found still resting upon your good works for salvation. Christ will say, "I never knew you. Depart from me." Your end will be that of eternal ruin in hell. Then secondly, we see the need of this young man. The need of this young man was the Lord Jesus Christ as his personal Saviour. For it was only through the Lord that he could obtain eternal life. Romans 6, verse 23 tells us, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Christ is the only one who can save sinful man and impart life everlasting. By the shedding of his sinless blood upon the cross, God's holy justice was met, and by faith in the sacrifice alone the sinner can be saved, have acceptance with God, and receive the gift of eternal life. What this young man lacked was faith in Christ. Whenever Christ mentioned the keeping of God's commandments to this man, our Lord did not mention the first four of the Ten Commandments, which concern man's relationship with God. And this is most significant, and it highlights the fact that the young man had no relationship with God whatsoever. Someone is to have a right relationship with God, they must have a relationship with his Son. You cannot know God nor serve him aright unless you trust in his Son. For Christ alone is the only mediator between God and men. John 17, verse 3, it says, "This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." As you listen today, Please understand that it is only by repenting of your sins and by trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ that you can be saved and receive eternal life and be made right with God. In Galatians 2 verse 16 it says, "A man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ." The end of that same verse says, "For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified." If you are still not saved, then your need today is the same as the rich young ruler. You need Christ as your Saviour. Thirdly, notice the young man's response. Following our text in verse 21, the Lord said, "Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Take up the cross and follow me." Christ was asking him to part with that which was his God. And in turn, Christ was asking him to consider the cross and the death that he was soon to partake of. He was urging him to trust in the sacrifice of Calvary for salvation, and then follow him as a disciple. This man were to sell his goods and follow Christ, then he would be proving that he was putting the Lord and his word first. This was not to be the case. For verse 22 says, "And he was sad at the saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions." He thought more of his possessions than he did of the word and work of Christ. He was near to trusting the Lord, but alas, he did not. He was like King Agrippa, who said to Paul, "Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian." This young man, at this juncture in his life, sadly allowed the riches of this world to come before the all-important matter of being saved. Here we see the truth displayed that men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. Many there are in this world, and they are aware that it is only through Christ that they can be saved, yet they will not come to Christ. Is this how it has been with you to date, knowing your need of Christ, yet you will not come to him? Whatever feeble excuse may be holding you back, put it away and refuse Christ no longer. The Bible says, "See that ye refuse not him that speaketh." Don't refuse Christ. In Matthew 11 verse 28, Christ himself says, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." The hymn writer asks, "Why do you wait, dear brother? Why do you tarry so long? Your Saviour is waiting to give you a place in his sanctified throng. Why not? Why not? Why not come to him now?" Upon considering these words, may you come to the Lord Jesus Christ today and lack salvation no more. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.